Clive Bull on LBC.
More calls coming on property ownership shortly. Before that, though, the FBI has ceased its legal action against Apple, claiming that it's now been able to access the data on the iPhone of a terrorism suspect with the help of a third party. Let's find out more about this from Fevzi Turkalp, gadget detective. Evening, Fevzi.
Evening.
So, is this right? The FBI have done it on their own, or somebody's helped them to do it?
Well, that's what they said. A few days ago, they advised the court, as they must under the All Writs Act, which was the piece of legislation they were using. They advised the court that, hold on, it's just possible that there's someone out there other than Apple that can help us break this phone open. So things were put on hold. A few days later, they came back last night. They came back and said, yep, actually, we've got the data. Forget about the court case.
I mean, I was always surprised the FBI couldn't do it. You would have thought they'd be able to break into an iPhone. I thought they could switch it on and spy on you. But should they be now sharing what they know with Apple then, do you think?
Well, that's a very good question, because obviously there's a balance of benefits and risks. Clearly, the knowledge of how to break open an iPhone exists, and it exists outside the United States, because we're told that actually it was a foreign company that helped them crack this phone open. Now, on the one hand, the FBI may want to try and keep it to themselves for a while in the hope that they can use it to crack other cases open before Apple has a chance to fix it, because if they tell Apple what the vulnerability is, they will probably fix it. But on the other hand, foreign powers can use this technology against the American players, be they state or non-governmental players. So it's a problem. They should really do it. They should hand over that information to Apple, but the first thing that Apple will do is patch the vulnerability.
Why was Apple unwilling to help in the first place?
Well, Apple was actually helping the FBI in this case quietly, up until the point where the FBI made a demand that Apple rewrite its software. In other words, what Apple has sort of quirkily dubbed government OS, that they wanted a government version of the website. Now, once that existed, the Apple's argument was, well, you know, we're not just weakening the lock for you, the lock will be permanently weakened and all of our customers' data will be put at risk just so that you can get into one phone which may or may not hold something that you need in any event. So, you know, I think Apple quite rightly said, you know, this far but no further. And it found itself in a very difficult position, because no American company wants to be seen to be going against its own government. But, you know, you asked an interesting question at the outset when you said you would have thought that the FBI would have had this capability. Yeah. Well, actually, so would I. And it's interesting, because the All Writs Act, which is a piece of 300-year-old piece of legislation that the FBI dug up and tried to use in this case, relies upon the fact that there's no other way to do this. Now, this beggars belief, because first of all, we have to believe that the FBI and the NSA didn't have this capability themselves, and that they didn't know how to Google the company that did. because frankly, I found it in 5 minutes. There's a nice PDF. There's a whole sales spiel about how they can get into various phones. And there's more than one company that's actually advertising these. So if I were to be uncharitable, one might suspect that what the FBI actually wanted to do was set a legal precedent that obliged Apple and other technology companies to produce firmware to order, that's to say software that provides the functions to a device, to the order of the state. Because once they have done that, it doesn't just enable them to unlock locked iPhones. It enables them, for example, to have a software running on a phone whilst you're using it, whilst it's not locked and not encrypted, to just transmit all its data out to them. So the possibilities, the benefits to the FBI of being able to force software companies to produce software to order was huge. And I just wonder whether the FBI got to the point where they realised, or their lawyers advised them, that they were unlikely to win. And rather than set the wrong precedent, they dropped the case and came up with this idea that actually, oh, look, someone's come ahead and done this. Do you really think they didn't have that the nous to find someone to crack it before?
Very interesting. Fevzi, thank you for that. Fevzi Turkalp, gadget detective.